Good afternoon and good evening. Welcome to the Finance and Budget Subcommittee Working Group call held on Monday, the 4th of February, 2019 at 1600 UTC. On today's call, we have Maureen Hilliard, Cheryl Langdon-Orr, Holly Raich, Olivier Crepin-LeBlanc, Ali Al-Michel, Tijani Benjama, Liana Galliston, Marita Moll, and Sarah Kidden. We also have Harold Arcos on the Spanish channel. We have apologies noted today from Alan Greenberg and Judith Hellerstein. From staff, we have Heidi Ulrich, Evanir Dodu, and myself, Andrea Glandon, on call management. I would like to remind everyone to please state your name before speaking for transcription purposes and to please mute your phones and microphones when not speaking to avoid any background noise. Thank you, and over to you, Maureen.
Thank you, Andrea, welcome, everybody. Today's call, of course, is to go over the two comment documents that we're supposed to be looking at, and of course the FY20 budget request is a little bit more urgent than the two-year planning consultation document. But I think if we can spend some time on that one, despite the fact that Judith isn't here today, it would be really good to get some update on what's there. If you have a look at the, moving into the FY20 budget request. Is that supposed to be the budget request? Have we not finished that? Isn't it the actual document, the FY20 budget document? Anyway, there should be a Google Doc page that, I've got it here, that I'm currently looking at and which, thank you, Marita, who has actually made some comments on it. I'm just trying to... Okay, that's the link to the Google Doc, which I'd like to have a look at. On the actual wiki space is the original comments that I made around about Christmas time. Since then, we've thankfully had some comments come in, and so that on the Google Doc, the comments that I have made then, which were mainly to do with the projects, and how I just wanted to find a way in which I could mention some of the projects that were relevant to at large, and how we could incorporate them just to make the Finance Committee aware of what we were doing and how we might be able to move some of the things that we're doing within at large into the bigger picture. So if we can look at that document, that would be really handy. I see that Tijani's got his hand up.
Thank you, Maureen. Tijani speaking. I was working on the final document. I made sort of adding things, and now I am almost done with that. I will propose you in 1 hour, perhaps after this call, a proposal for a complete statement that you will see and comment and perhaps change what you want to change. Thank you.
Thank you, Tijani. Tijani and I had actually been talking about the document, and I although we have within the Google Doc, a preamble has actually been cited at the beginning of the document. I just wanted to make sure that it actually sort of like encompassed all the things that that were important to the document. So, Cheryl's got a comment here. That is a leftover wording from a previous agenda. Oh, I see. Okay, that's about the agenda. Thank you. Right.
Maureen? Cheryl,
yes.
Cheryl
yes.
here. I think you've got a small delay in your chat. It happens sometimes if your internet's a bit wonky. I just asked Tijani, where do we see his edits? Because I'm not seeing his edits in the Google Doc.
Yes.
Or maybe I'll reload it. And I may have had mine open for so long that it hasn't updated or whatever, but I'm just not seeing Tijani's edits, that's all. Because
yes.
I thought you'd agreed to use the new format, which is a very attractive format. Marita's comments I see, but I haven't... Oh, yes, I see some of Tijani's. There's a few paragraph comments. Okay, I'm not sorry, Tijani. I just wasn't seeing any substantive comments, and I didn't want to have missed them. That's all. Okay, Okay, sorry.
Thank you, Cheryl. I think that just going through that. I mean, I'm assuming that this is our opportunity to have some input, make some comments as we're going through. In the summary, for example, just starting from the top, although I'd actually sort of like incorporated what had been done already, I was hoping that, and Tijani is still preparing some overall perspective of the actual operating plan itself. And so that's still to come. So we, hopefully we'll be able to sort of like put those in. But I wanted to, just looking at the format and looking at it in respect to the sort of like the project goals that have been set by ICANN with regards to the topic headings really did sort of like I thought fit in well with what we were what we have been talking about, and trying to also incorporate what we had in our at large review and for Atlas, just trying to incorporate those things so that what we're doing within at large was actually sort of like expressed. What I really wanted to know is what have I missed out? And also making it relevant by and Sarah did ask what the numbers were referring to, and of course they were the project numbers in that particular section. But so that the summary will actually be altered slightly, I guess, once we get a comment from Tijani, his statement, and it's added to that. So let's move on to the various sections so that we can sort of like ensure that we actually have the sorts of things that are important to us are included. And in the language services, for example, just wanted to impress on people. We had just been talking, of course, these alterations had been made after we'd been talking about the ABRs, about the importance of the transcription services, and also later on in that section, the Lakwalo translation tool, which has got major problems with. I know that Lakwalo are having, LACRO, you know, there are already issues within LACRO, and I think it's been compounded by the fact that the communication between the English speakers and the Spanish speakers is actually being hindered by the fact that this tool does not work efficiently, you know, when it's needed. And apparently it is a finance issue. Heidi, can you comment a little bit more on, or is there anyone else who can comment a little bit more on how this tool is actually sort of like being used at the moment? I mean, I sort of believe that it wasn't being used.
I'm sorry, Maureen, which particular tool, the community wiki or the...
For the LACROLO translation tool, it was mainly to do with the email messages.
Yes, that's currently what the issue is, and that is we've held a single issue call recently, and we do have the full attention of our IT engineering staff, and just recently they did were able to get another resource for that tool. So I think you know, things will be moving ahead in a positive manner on that. Thank you.
Right. So I actually sort of like did have the communications team are working on the problem, but apparently funding is an issue. Is that an appropriate statement to leave in there?
This is Heidi. It's not the communications team. It's the IT. It's the engineering. I can get you the full name of that department. It's not the communications team, though.
Okay. So, all right. I'll put in a comment in that.
Cheryl, Maureen, I do note that there are three people with their hands raised. Olivier, Alan,
right.
Sorry, Dan.
I'm looking. Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Oh, Alan's here. Great.
Okay, Olivier, sorry.
Thanks very much, Maureen. Olivier Clapin-Abdon speaking. I'm living a groundhog day here because every year there's a problem with the LACROLO translation tool. And, you know, we've had countless numbers of man hours and person hours spent with I know that IT has been working on it. We had some tests. We had a new translation system coming in. We had new tweaks. And it's just like the same thing going around in circles. I mean, either we get rid of that thing and put something new, or we get it fixed. But I'm just wondering, how much is it costing for people to try and tweak it here, tweak it there, and it still doesn't work?
Maureen, may I respond to that?
The other problem I think also is you know, how many times are we going to have to deal with this? Because if we can't get a translation tool working, then let's get something new, something that actually works. And if no automated translation tools work today, then we're going to have to live without it.
So, yeah, Olivia, if I may, we've had several calls with the TTF, which you're welcome to join, and on this particular topic, and things are in hand. Dave might be able to comment more on that, but we do have the full commitment and understanding of the IT and engineering team. They were able to escalate this, so they were able to get a new resource to help with this. So they do understand that this is not a permanent tool and that they are looking for ways to escalate this even more to look for a permanent solution for this. Thank you.
Thanks, Heidi. Alan?
I guess I agree with Olivier, but I suggest a slightly different way forward. I think this statement needs to say we have been having these problems for over a decade now. We keep on getting promises. We are currently told that resources are allocated and the problem will be addressed. We are pleased. But ICANN needs to understand that a translation tool, an email or / communication translation tool, is an absolute necessity for the functioning of this RALO. I think it should say it in really clear terms, make it really strong, and say, you know, we're delighted that you're working on it now, but we've been hearing this for 10 years. This has to be treated seriously. So I'm not going to try to word it on the phone, but I think that has to be the tone, that this is not a new problem. I mean, 3 years ago we submitted a special budget request for allocation of resources, and we're told, oh, no, you don't need that. We'll find the resources. And they, quote, fixed it, and then it broke again. So I think the exasperation has to come out, and the fact that it I disagree with Olivier. It's not we'll have to do without it. That railroad cannot function without it. And it's not functioning very well with the tool we have right now. Thank you.
Thank you.
By the way, I wasn't supposed to be on this call or any other ones today, but I had a flight canceled due to weather, so I am here.
Oh, awesome. That's great to have you. Thank you. Yes, we have Dev.
Thanks. This is Dev and I'm speaking. So, and this is, I feel it is like Groundhog Day over again, because I've been the one who's been pushing hard when I was chair of the TTF to get ICANN to fix it. You know, all of the long problems we had with it. Seeing some light at the possible light at the end of the potential tunnel when it was after the budget request was submitted in 2015, and then seeing it deployed in 2017. But since then, there was a special call that was held last week, Wednesday, but I'm a little bit perturbed by the lack of attention or care, you know, because it's like if we weren't raising the issues, I think, you know, ICANN would have been happily willing to let it fail completely. And because, I mean, just to relate, what is the critical issue? There are missing emails from one email list to the next, sometimes as much as 50 emails a month. So, and this is really, you know, coming back down to misunderstandings and all this type of stuff. And, of course, all of Black Valor's history, which everybody's aware of.
Marine,
I'm a little bit frustrated.
Can I comment on that?
Let me just quickly finish, Heidi.
Yes, please.
All right, let me just quickly finish, and then I'll let you, So, but my point is that what I am frustrated about is the lack of care of ICANN's IT towards the projects they are running. And the fact is that this is their tool that they have deployed. And you know, the fact that they weren't even monitoring it for the errors and so forth is a little bit alarming. I mean, if this was ICANN running a DNS registrar or something, and, you know, the queries were being blocked, you know, there will be a huge ruckus. The fact that it seems to be happening to our community seems not to bother ICANN as much until we raise a fuss and plead and go cap in hand to try to please get this fixed. So I that's my frustration. I think something has to be mentioned there in the statement there that you cannot be treating the community in such a dismissive manner without really even raising the problem. Even if they knew they were coming up to problems, they should have raised this with us heads up and saying, hey, we have problems with resources. What do you think we should do? There was nothing like that. It's only when we raised the escalated issue that they now responded that they didn't have any resources anymore. So that's my comment, Grant. That's it.
Marie?
This is Heidi. Yes. Heidi, I will call you in a minute. Dev, just want to say, could you, I mean, in some kind of way, can you just make a sort of like statement that I can actually sort of like incorporate in some way into that? Because I do understand the frustrations and stuff like that, but I'd probably like, you know, I'd like, as Alan says, you know, like, and Olivier, it's been going on for too long. It does need to be addressed. We do need to make it more forceful. And send it, yeah, put it into the document or whatever. Heidi.
Yeah, this is Heidi. I need to disagree with Dev, and I'm rather surprised by your comments, Dave. You have been on every call with Mark. You've heard his commitment to this. You've seen his emails, even the most recent one, where there is another staff person or another resource person on this. I think it's not, you know, I think it's rather unfair to say that ICANN is not focusing on this. The moment that we saw the problems occurring recently, we've been working with Mark Segal and Laura, and they've been on calls with you. They've expressed their concern, and they've now shown that they have committed the resources to this in the short term. And additionally, they've committed to looking at this, raising this, escalating this within ICANN for the long term. So I think, you know, some compromise is in order here. Thank you.
Thank you. Before I go back to Dev, I mean, Heidi, is the ICANN team actually working in with the TTF?
This is Heidi. Absolutely. You know, Barnes has been in contact with them. We've had two or three calls on this topic. He's been including them, or if not, I've been forwarding the messages about the additional staff. I think there's a good line of communication, and if that is not correct, then, you know, I would like to hear it. But I think that the comments I've heard, you know, from Alan and Olivier, who were not on those calls, you know, I'm happy to catch, you know, inform you about that, those conversations. But Dave, you've been involved, so I thought that you were pretty clear on what was happening and that they were doing everything they could given the budget situation and the focus on the ITI. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Heidi. Okay, just Dev, you've got a final statement there. Dev? Okay. Has Dev dropped? Or something?
Sorry, I was on mute. Okay. I'm sorry, I was on mute. This is Dave. Okay, let me start again. Thanks. Maureen, yes, I try to write something in the statement on it. But I'm going back to respond to Heidi. And sure. I am just concerned about, though, is that this was really, I think, even around March or April last year, and I remember sending an email to you and to the staff and to Alan, and I was noting, hey, I've now just picked up that a lot of emails are missing from this one list to the next, you know. And of course, I had stood down for the TTF and so forth. So I wasn't really hearing, but of course, the TTF was also in a sort of not doing any new meetings for that last year until the first meeting this year. And you know, when I first raised it with Mark at then, they said, look, we have no time to look at it. We have to focus on GDPR, all hands on deck on GDPR, and so on and so on and so on. So, and they said, well, get back to us. And I haven't heard anything on that until, again, we raised it part of the TTF on the call in January. So, and even then, on the call, and by all means, share the recording of the call, because I think it is important. You know, I felt that Mark and I've worked with Mark and Laura, and you know, I have a great rapport with them, but I found that it felt like I was the one offering ideas and solutions to the problem. You know, I would have thought that if I can, like I said, if I was running if I was responsible as the firm responsible for the tool, and I knew that the tool was not going to be working or we will not be able to support it, I would have raised it earlier and then have a dialogue as to, here's what we think are the best options or the most cost-effective options, pick one, and then we can have a dialogue about it. But it doesn't seem to be like that. And I think that's the thing that frustrates me. This is something that, because again, this has been happening for so long on this, and I guess that's why I am indeed frustrated by this. I'm committed to work on it. I've mentioned repeatedly to Mark and Laura, hey, look, I am available to work through options to help through testing. So I am committed to solving the problem, but I feel very frustrated that I'm being forced to do this over and over again when it should. All right, that's it. I'll stop.
Thank you, David. If you can just get some ideas down, just so that I can incorporate it in some way into the document. We have Alan.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that people are working on it now. As Dave said, we have noticed a problem and reported a problem, a very significant problem for a year now. And if this level of activity has been going on for a year, then I guess I was oblivious to it even when I was chair. There are times, have been times, when days would go by with lots of email going back and forth and no translations show up. That's not uncommon. And, getting a message back this year or late or last year saying, oh, we've discovered a problem is that the Spanish-speaking people don't put enough periods in, so the sentences are too long. Well, we've known that's been a problem for a decade now, or at least a good part of that decade. So it's a serious problem, and it has only been actioned, to use a word I don't like, when the complaints got to such a high level. As far as I'm concerned, someone on staff should be monitoring this, and whether it's at large staff or IT staff, I don't much care. And when you get messages showing up without translations at all, that should be something that should be acted on as an operational problem. So I appreciate that there's lots of effort and commitment right now, but that's not, that's not going to work ongoing unless it is really a high priority activity that is monitored and we make sure it's functioning. Thank you.
Thank you, Alan. Alberto.
Alberto Soto speaking. Thank you, Mori. As far as the paragraph that you are requesting, Maureen, I think that we need just to make like a historical account of all the problems that we have had in chronological order. And I don't know whether an additional budget request was made for this or not. If you have received some additional budget, then what you spent it and that the problem is still there. I think that we need to describe that we had this problem, that so many hours or so many dollars were invested and there is no solution. And then the request to have to look for a final solution. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Roberta.
Yes, this is Heidi. I'm sorry, my AC is freezing, so I can't raise my hand. I think that, we should obviously mention it, but I think by dragging all the old material back up, I don't think that's going to be very useful. Again, I assure you that our IT and engineering team is aware of the issues. I mean, they've been working hand in hand with the TTF for a year or so. I get that. Okay, but I need to stress that there have been other issues within ICANN. You're all aware of the budget issues, of the IPI focus that has taken resources. And again, I need to stress that there has been now agreement on the way forward with the TTF. So I'm surprised to hear that members of the TTF who were on those calls and who have agreed to the way forward are now bringing this up. So I think that we should definitely focus on this, but I don't think we need to bring up all of the metrics from past years in this particular statement. Thank you.
Thank you. Cheryl.
Thanks, Maureen. Cheryl Langdon, for the record. And I feel like I'm the old crone wringing my hands over a boiling cauldron of crap here. So forgive me while I come and try and rain on all your parades. No, in fact, don't forgive me. Just perhaps listen. I just finished typing into the document what I hope is some cautionary comments about comments that may make it into the document regarding support for activities in internet governance, and I'll come back to those if you like, later. But I am concerned if you go down as you haven't necessarily gone too far in the comments, in the paragraph that we're in. The paragraph starts off with 178483. It's a relatively light touch, but I'll comment as well. But perhaps I really think you're dumb if you all go off into the gory details about the issues, very serious issues. I'm not under estimating or not empathising and sympathising with those, and I'm certainly not saying that the longevity of some of the issues and the frustrations are not realistic. I am saying be very smart about how you couch things in a general public comment that is then in itself subject to peer review in the empowered community, when the empowered community in ICANN doesn't give a, insert your appropriate explicatives here, about language services in general, and what we're doing is risking taking them down a rabbit hole of concerns that are specific. I think it would be smarter to have a statement that sets the importance of facilitation of fair and equitable communications provided by language services, including various forms of translation, is essential for ICANN to continue. And under that umbrella statement then, all of this other work can continue and be done and be supported, because it's in the strat planning as this overarching agreement, and it's in, you know, the budget allocations, etc. But if you start taking the rest of the empowered community down the rabbit hole of the Lacrillo translation tool, I really fear you're going to get some people back up going, well, how is that benefiting GNSO policy development? Now, I could argue how it does, but that's not going to happen in this process. So I'm seeing a real risk here if you get into the minutiae. And it's exactly the same comment, but with a lot more words and a lot more fear laced with it, as I've just made in the document regarding going to specific community support for IGF travel instead of supporting ICANN's continued involvement in internet governance, because supporting continued and expanded involvement in internet governance means IGF and all that sort of flights in it can be under that umbrella. And the same thing here, support language services, support an expansion of language services and language services tools, but be very careful. Don't drag the rest of the community, including your critics, through the quagmire with you. Just saying.
Thank you very much, Cheryl. And it's something that we need to be mindful of. I think it'll probably be something that we can work on, wordsmith around, to get what is important to, as you say, fair and equitable, sort of like a resourcing to ensure that we are getting a sort of like a quality communication between the, you know, all the participants within a particular RALO in this instance. I think Ricardo sort of like mentioned that there was a vote taken in the last meeting, which wasn't successful because of the issue of the translations not being able to be made in English. So those sorts of things we do need to sort of look through. But I do take, you know, I think it's, and I, again, it was, I really appreciated the comments made by Tijani and Marita in particular, who has sort of like gone through it several times, thankfully. Because it's in how we actually say it, I'm very happy to to reword things that need to be expressed in another, you know, like as you've said, Cheryl, very good reasons why we should sort of like change the way that we're saying it. But you know, it's an important issue, and if we can get you know, if it helps Lac Ralo to be more effective as a Ralo, and it's actually sort of like that there are, it's working more efficiently, that's, you know, that's really important to us as at large. Cheryl, your hand is still up. Is that because you can't get it down, or would you like to have something else to say?
No, it's partly because as I type, my hand keeps going up and down regardless of where my cursor is, Maureen. But I just, you know, it really is a matter of how you say it and what you can get in, what the terminology use is in the wording that can hopefully get in, influenced by you all, into the overarching documents, because that's your leverage for the next 5 years. That's how your ABRs will or won't succeed, right?
Yeah. We can work on that particular paragraph, and I mean, we can email it around and just sort of like get people, just so we can focus on making it not too lengthy, but sort of like incorporating sort of like what might be more an appropriate way of putting this argument across, and saying how it's important to us, but without belaboring it. And as you say, it's sort of like, you know, we've made concessions already that could have impacts on us sort of down the track, so we need to make sure that it's done properly. Glenn? Glenn, are you talking to yourself?
I suffer from the same thing Dev does. Okay, Glenn, for the record. Very quickly, I noticed that Umberto's on the call, and as the chair of Lac Ralo before, I'm just curious on his views on this. But my question is, Lac Ralo, are we having similar problems with other languages across the board, or is just this community that's had this translation issue? So I'm just curious of whether this tool, if it gets fixed, whether it'll be a tool that can be used in other communication as well. Thank you.
Yes, I'm not quite sure. I'm not quite sure what actually happens elsewhere when they've had with the French community. Ah, Tijani, thank you.
Thank you, Maureen. Tijani speaking. In Africa, we have almost half of the community who is French speakers, not English speakers, and we have such problem also in our community. But our people learned how to understand English, written English. So the problem is not understanding; is to reply. This is the remaining problem, but understanding English is more or less now solved in Africa. Thank you.
All right. Okay. So that's something. Okay. Thank you for that, Tijani, because I think it'd be good to sort of like bring in another Ralo and how it's actually being dealt with there. Within Africa, there is there's a greater acceptance of adapting to English, which may not be happening in the Lac Ralo region, but again, it's sort of like for them, it's a bigger group of Spanish speakers versus a smaller group of English speakers. So, you know, like, I mean, that could be the cause of, a contributing factor for this particular issue. It is an important one, and for us as a community, you know, like, I mean, we've got we've got five regions, all trying to sort of like provide the services that they need for within, you know, for their members. But if it's not reaching all their members, then we've got a problem. So we do need to sort of like make a statement that says like you know, it's hindering the progress of at large in the long term. But you know, for this particular region, you know, we would, you know, like to sort of like think that within, you know, it's not going to drag on for another 10 years. And as Heidi says, you know, work is being done, and you know, Dev mentioned that the issue was raised in March, so that was before the new funding year came in, you know, into being, you know, and yet still another year has gone by, and not much has been happening. So we just need to, yeah, to make a point, but in a way that is going to be effective rather than just sort of like services sitting here whining about it. Glenn.
Hi, Maureen. This is Sarah. I'm on dialogue. I would like to join the queue.
Oh,
thank
Sarah.
You.
Okay. Sarah, would you like to make a comment?
Yes. Okay. This is Sarah for the record. Regarding AFRALO, I think it would be a good idea if the tool can work for AFRALO, so we also duplicate it in AFRALO. Much as many people understand English, but we still have a lot of challenges. There are times when you need to send a message, and usually I find someone who can translate it for me into French so that we send it out. But it would be nice to just send it in English so that everyone else can actually have input. And there are people I know who use Gmail's inbuilt functionality to translate the message. I don't know how accurate it is, but I know there are people who do that, though I would really like the tool to work for AFRALO so we can use it in AFRALO. Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Sarah. Yes, we'll made a little note about that as well. Thank you. And Ellen.
It's nice that people in Africa are trying hard. If this tool ever works and reliably works, it would be a nice thing to offer to AFRALO for French English. I don't think we need to discuss that today. We're 3/4 of the way through a one-hour call, and we're only on the first item, and there are some really substantive other issues that need to be raised. Cheryl gave some advice that this needs to be reworded. I gave some different advice on how it needs to be reworded. Someone needs to take this on. We're not going to reword it on the call. Let's move on, please.
No, we're not. No, but I just wanted to get some input from everyone, and I think we're done. We're done on that, and yes, we should. Yes, I just looked at the time. Sorry. We do need to move on. Thank you. Okay, so getting back to my document. Would someone like to put their hand up for something that needs to be discussed? No hands up at the moment, but I would like to take you down to 1.2.2, engage stakeholders regionally. And Marita made a comment about the policy infographics document, for example. And I know that with the document that we were given was the sort of like the advisory committee's document. And I know that when I have used that document, I've actually just sliced off all the others and focused on the at-large one. And, you know, Marita says that it was, you know, it's busy. And it is busy, but I think it actually gives a good overview on, it does give a good overview, a simple overview on the actual process. But yes, I think that if we're taking that document in its entirety, we really need to, for us, just focus on the at-large bit. Ellen, is your hand up again?
My hand is up. You asked if there's anyone who has any other comments. I'd like to raise a comment on 1.1.2. I think most of this is not something we want to put in a public comment on the budget. Talking about the railos now have some old funding so they can fund their own fridge magnets, it's just at a level of minutia that I just don't understand why we're mentioning it, saying there's problems with the at-large website, unless we are making a statement saying ICANN must devote significant resources to fixing this problem. I don't know why it's there. The community wiki has often targeted as needing attention. At-large staff and chair have created a gateway. It's all very interesting stuff in a report about at-large, but I'm not quite sure why any of this is in a public comment. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yep, fair enough. I mean, they were, and this is the whole point, too, is that these were, as I said, when I was actually putting them together, just putting in a whole lot of things that were relevant to us. I mean, some of those have actually been sort of like changes, I must admit, that have been additions. But if they're not considered relevant, I mean, I'm quite happy to sort of like pull them out or to make, you know, to amend it in some way, especially if we do need the resources and they support what's in the review. As you say, the discretionary fund, the first paragraph could possibly be amended a bit. But I did want to sort of like mention, like for example, about the IGF issue that Cheryl raised it, and I, you know, like we made when we did the additional budget request, we knew that, and from the comments that we'd had with Heidi and I had heard from Mary Wong because they had been the IGF requests had been rejected the previous year, they would not be. It was more than likely they would not be accepted for this year. So we thought, well, we might as well just pull them out and just focus on the other important issues that we had raised for the ABRs. But because we'd done so, I just sort of like wanted to say that I felt that we could perhaps be a little bit more forceful in what we were saying about our involvement in the IGF. But I don't know how we might say that apart from the, gobbledygook that's sort of there at the moment. But Cheryl, is there any way in which some of the things that you mentioned earlier that could be incorporated in some way?
Maureen, Cheryl here for the record. Of course, again, and I've put it in the document, the Google document already. So, some of the words that I used when I was speaking in this call, so someone can go back and listen to the transcript or whatever. High level, overarching, strong support for continued, if not expanded, involvement of ICANN in internet governance matters. That's a big umbrella statement. Get that into the longevity work, then that's your handle you can leverage from. Okay, that type of approach. Thanks.
Yeah. Okay. Marita.
Yeah, hi. Can you, Marita Mall speaking. Can everybody hear me? Because I'm in a different location. I don't know if it's working.
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay, good. Thank you. I completely agree with what Alan and Cheryl had to say about minutia in large documents, and I'm partly guilty for putting some of those minutia in. I want to say, Maureen, feel free to delete any minutia that I put in there, because I put them in there just to highlight things that I thought in my experience were missing. And whatever high-level comments we make, we ought to know what are the minutia we think if these minutia would be included in our thinking about the high-level comments, if you know what I mean. If we say something like, we need the resources to be able to go out there and reach people and give them stuff, and give them stuff that's interesting. We don't have to say give them this, that, and the other thing. but as long as we actually stay that high level, so that's partly my fault. I mean, I didn't mean that all of that should be included, but just to highlight it. So, yeah, delete whatever, ignore whatever. Thank you.
Thank you, Marie. I do appreciate it. Yes, Heidi.
Yeah, this is Heidi. I'm sorry, I cannot get my AC to function. Just really quickly, what my overall view of this document as it is that there's a lot of focus on outreach and engagement, particularly outreach with terms of swag, brochures, pop-ups, you know, banners, et cetera. And it looks like there's one paragraph on support policy development, policy-related and advisory activities. And that's, you know, thank you for asking for the additional full-time equivalent there. But in terms of the focus of this document, I would suggest that there be much more focus on the policy advice development aspects and where the budget might help with that, rather than focusing on the IGF, which is a non-ICANN meeting, you know, which talking about brochures, communication, pop-ups, swag. I mean, those are all things that you can cover now with RALO discretionary funding. You know, I'm assuming that's going to continue. So I don't know why there's this emphasis on that when the real emphasis, in my view, should be on how At Large is going to do more for policy development advice. Thank you.
No, that's good. And I think that this is, I mean, this is the first time we've actually really had a chance to really talk this out. And I mean, I have asked, you know, and I have asked for, you know, comments to have been made earlier. And, you know, thankfully, Marita and Kajani and Sarah have, you know, sort of like added their bits and pieces, but it's not been as in-depth as this, and this is exactly what we need. So, thank you for that, and, you know, we'll go through it again. And and I think, too, that, you know, the one of the things that we, you know, so that when we're doing that summary statement at the front, it's important that we focus, as you say, on the policy side of things, and we will, you know, definitely go through this. But I think that even though, like, for example, although we're talking about the LACRALO translation tool, I mean, if that's not right, there are policy issues. I mean, policy discussions just aren't going to happen anyway. So, you know, sometimes there are process issues which are important to sort of like ensuring that policy can actually, discussions can take place. So, but that's a kind of issue that we need to sort of like be looking at, is what has the greatest impact on what we do with regards to policy. No, but that's fine. I've made that comment, put that comment in there so that I can take note of that for later. Alan, sorry.
Thank you. You know, if we want to comment on IGF at all, and I'm not even sure we need to, you know, I would say it's an important mechanism for raising stakeholder consciousness, and not just for the board and staff, period. Mm. I would not mention At Large. Okay. I would not mention Paris. I would not mention booths and late arrivals. You know, anytime you sink down into that level, people are going to say, all they're looking for is money. And even if we are looking for money, this is not the right place to do it. So this is a strategic document, and I think we need to keep it at that level and minimize the number of places it looks like we're putting our hand out saying, please give us some gold. Thank you.
Okay, good one. That's great. Thank you. Marita?
Yes, thank you. Marita speaking. I think Heidi pointed out an interesting problem, but in a way, it's a catch-22, isn't it? Because to do the policy, you need the people. In order to do the people, you need the outreach. And to do the outreach requires the resources that we need those resources to do the outreach in order to get people in to do the policy. We can say that. I mean, I think that's our job, to do that outreach. And it's valid to say you can't be expected to do this policy if you can't bring in enough people to do the work. And basically that is the problem all the way down the line in ICANN. You can't bring in enough volunteers to do the work. So that's it.
Thank you, Marita. Tijani.
Hello, Tijani speaking. You hear me?
Yes, we do.
Okay, thank you very much. I hate to disagree with Heidi, but here I cannot say that IGF is not an ICANN activity. I didn't say that it is an ICANN activity, but there is at least two strategic objectives of ICANN in the strategic plan, in the current strategic plan, that says that we have to interact with the internet ecosystem, and we have to make people know more about ICANN and make the ecosystem more friendly with ICANN. And this is something that is done through IGF. And I agree with Alan that we don't have to mention at large at all. It is for the whole community, but participating in IGF with the board and the staff is not what is needed, because it will not show that ICANN is multi-stakeholder. It doesn't show that ICANN is bottom-up, etc. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Tijani. Cheryl.
Oh, am I off mute now? We're all having mute problems.
Cheryl, you're off, you're off mute. Okay.
But what is the mute gremlin today? We've all got a mute gremlin in the Adobe Connect room. Although Heidi's managed to master her hand one, I see. That's good. The gremlin has moved from Heidi to the muting of the thing. My apologies for coming back in again, and I will be as brief as I possibly can, because I've got other calls to get on to just as Olivier has. What I really wanted to react to Marita as well. Just keep this high level, please. This is, as Alan said, a strategic document. Avoid anything that says RALO. Replace anything that talks about terminology that is specific to our community within at large, and replace it when you are putting your sentences together with a terminology that is ICANN community based. Otherwise, this is the equivalent of saying a particular voice the Indian speaking subgroup within the business constituency has a concern. Right? It undervalues your voice. So keep your language use at the enhance of ICANN community in, not anything to do with RALO, and to be honest, not much to do with ALACAN at large either. You know, if you're going to use the terminology at large, use it in the writ large meaning. In other words, you know, rank and file public interest activities that are represented by a number of components of ICANN, including, in fact, the ICANN board. So, yeah, just be really smart about your final language. And I don't know, Maureen, I think you might want to have, I know you called for comments, and the truth is we're all volunteers, and even me, really, really busy with limited times to get to so many competing come and play in my document calls that, you know, most people, unfortunately, are going to do it when you've got a call organised like this, just like I am right now, which is why we in fact have calls like this. Otherwise, we would just have collaborative Google Docs and never have to speak to each other. As tempting as that is, can I also suggest, as we move forward on this, that we have some sort of drafting sub-team put together, because, you know, when Tijani's substantive comments come in, then we're going to just have, we're just going to have more comments. Someone's got to bludgeon this into a high-level document that is going to be effective. And don't forget, all the comments are then subject to peer review by the empowered community. Thanks.
No, thank you very much. And I mean, already from the comments that we've had this morning have been really, really valuable. I can see myself slashing my way through it already. I've really appreciated the comments that have been made today. And as you say, I'll go through the transcript again and use some of the words that have already been raised. Heidi, is your hand up for a reason?
I'm going to now just support Cheryl and say that perhaps the subgroup can get this into a more high-level strategic shape. Thank you so much.
Yes, it was my intent sort of like by starting early to sort of like get things in and hoping that a lot of people would be interested enough to sort of like, you know, go through it and say, well, we don't need this or let's phase this. But, you know, as I said, I've only mentioned sort of like before today's meeting, the three people who have actually sort of like contributed, and Judith, of course, making her contribution to the two-year planning consultation doc, which we haven't had a chance to go through, but that's not something that's really urgent. But the FY20 thing, I will go through it and put it out to, you know, put the Google Doc out, and I would really appreciate people having a look at it again and really, you know, sort of like hacking away at it until we get it down to something. And we've got, how long have we got for this? A couple of weeks? Or a week? Is it a week? Is it the 8th or something? Okay. Has to be done pretty urgently. Okay, this was going to be an hour call, was it?
Yep. Yes, Marie.
Okay, all right, and I know that people have to go to another meeting, so thank you very much for coming. I'd really like to get started on this straight away. So I think I thought I had a bit of a free day today, but obviously not. Thank you very much for your contributions. They've been really helpful. I will work on it today. And so if you can, you know, sort of like keep an eye on it and give me a hand with it, that'd be really, really great. Thank you.
Thank you. This concludes today's conference. Please remember to disconnect all lines and have a wonderful rest of your day.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you all, and bye.